With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Mary Sawinski will be the new Oneida County Circuit Court Branch 2 judge. Sawinski garnered 67% of the votes, beating Oneida County Corporation Counsel Mike Fugel for the bench in yesterday's election. Sawinski has most recently worked as an assistant district attorney for Oneida County. She has more than 25 years' experience practicing law. Sawinski will replace Judge Michael Bloom, who did not seek re-election this year. More than 80 school districts in the state turned to voters yesterday, asking them to raise the tax levy to cover school expenses. Local 8 districts were met with mixed response. WXPR's Katie Thorson shares the results.
The school district of Rhinelander will be improving its facilities to upgrade its tech ed classes. More than 60% of voters in the district approved a general obligation bond for $26 million Tuesday. The North Lakeland School District will also be getting some needed facility improvements after voters there approved a general obligations bond for $5.7 million. Voters in that district also passed a reoccurring referendum to increase the revenue limit by $550,000 to cover operational expenses. The school district of Rib Lake passed its $19.5 million referendum to improve school facilities. The Mercer School District passed its referendum to exceed the revenue limit by $500,000 for the next 5 years to cover operational costs and some needed facility improvements. The Prentice School District referendum failed with 57% of voters turning it down. That was a $1.8 million referendum to maintain operations of the district. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Merrill Area Public Schools referendum did not pass, with 54% voting no. This is the third referendum the district has tried to pass in 2 years with no success. The $16 million referendum was meant to renovate some spaces in the district while demolishing others. Voters in Minocqua and Forest County will not be raising their taxes to cover local government costs. Minocqua asked voters if they approved increasing the levy limit by $950,000. That would be to cover the rising costs of services like police, public works, and road repairs. It failed by 12 votes. Forest County voters overwhelmingly voted down a referendum to raise the levy by $2 million. This, again, would be to cover the operational costs of the county. Nearly 70% of voters said no. That means the county will be considering cutting services in 2025 to balance its budget. Private money to fund elections would be banned in Wisconsin after voters approved a constitutional amendment Tuesday put forward by Republicans in reaction to grants received in 2020 that were funded by donations from Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. Voters also have approved a second question put on the ballot by the Republican-controlled legislature that amends the Constitution to say that only election officials can administer elections. That's already state law, but putting it in the Constitution makes it more difficult to repeal or change. Democrats oppose both measures, which they argued would make it more difficult to conduct elections in the presidential battleground state. WXPR's Hannah Davis-Reed spoke with voters as they left their polling places at the Merrill City Hall after yesterday's spring elections.
On April 2nd, voters trickled steadily in and out of the Merrill City Hall, their local polling place. It's the spring local and presidential primary election, and I stationed myself outside the voting area, waiting to speak to people who pass by. Numerous voters said that they were disappointed by the options in the primary elections.
It seems to be cut and dried. Why is there a primary anyway? I'm disappointed the way it's progressing, and it just seems like some of the others who might, I feel, be better leaders for our country right now don't stand a chance at this point.
Some voters were staunch supporters of President Joe Biden.
There's no way I could ever support a man who instigated an insurrection as Trump did.
Others, like Marlene, were firm supporters of former President Donald Trump.
I voted for Trump because I think that Biden has destroyed our country.
Beyond the primary, voters also cast their ballots on the state referendum questions regarding private funds and election officials. Lincoln County Election Inspector Kyle Gulke remarked that numerous people had trouble with the wording of these questions.
I think it's a little bit confusing for some people, yeah.
Supporters of the state referendum questions said that they felt very strongly that it was important to not let people outside of government be involved in elections. Others disagreed, dismissing the questions altogether.
I think they're a solution in search of a problem.
local elections were, for some, a stronger motivator than the presidential primaries.
My main reason for coming wasn't presidential, because I figured that was out of our hands. But I feel very strongly about the county board, Lincoln County Board, and the Merrill City Council.
Another voter said that they were interested in the county board races due to the sale of the previously county-ran Pinecrest Nursing Home.
I'm very upset that the county board voted the way they did.
In Merrill, voters had a school referendum question for the Merrill Area Public School District. Those who supported the referendum often referred back to their personal experiences with the district.
I have always been a strong advocate for education. If the building, if they feel it's necessary, I support it.
However, not everyone was willing to increase funding.
No, because they've already got enough funds, they don't need to do it.
Wisconsin's next primary election will be in August to decide the candidates for parties and races like the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives, as well as state Senate and assembly districts. The presidential election is Tuesday, November 5th. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed in Merrill.
A late morning fire heavily damaged Advanced Automotive in Minocqua Tuesday. Nine departments, along with the DNR, were on the scene on Frank Drive for several hours. Minocqua Fire Chief Rich Carini said they were dispatched out at 10:45 a.m. and got back to quarters around 2:30. Other departments then answered the mutual aid call. At one time, the flames were 30 to 40 feet in the air as a small pine trees also ignited. No injuries were reported to either firefighters or shop personnel. Chief Carini attributes the cause of the fire to unattended burning of cardboard boxes. The son of the owner said he was burning cardboard on the north side of the automotive repair shop, went inside, and when he returned, the fire had spread to a pile of tires and then the steel pole building itself. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.